Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. How deeply grateful I am you chose to be with me on this beautiful 17th day of August 2019. Who am I? What am I? Am I? All of these questions we're going to take a deep look at this morning on radio. I love getting really esoteric questions from people who are very kind. They're looking for, I think, an authentic way of looking at it. I don't want to think that, but for the most part, let's see what the who am I and what am I thing and am I really is all about. I want to remind you, we're needing your support, your financial support, of course, you know that. These radio programs have to be paid for via, you know, everything, the vendors that take care of us, yada-da-yada-da. And it is only through your tax-deductible gift that we are able to continue. I'm asking you to become a sponsor. A sponsor is someone who either supports us monthly or quarterly with a donation. This way we can obviously form a budget and be able to pay our bills. The underbelly of radio, huh, and TV. That's just the way it is. So I'm asking you, I'm saying to you, look, if this has meant anything to you, Aspire, if you are listening to the radio programs at all, don't you think it's time that you share and help us sustain the program? I'm not looking to get bigger. I'm just looking to sustain. I'm not an ambitious kind of guy. I'm looking at what the world needs now, and it's love, sweet love, but it's a different kind of love than we are used to having. It's the love of an authentic heart, and that's exactly what Aspire is all about. Your loving gift goes out, pours out into the world, not only through radio and the TV programs you see on the Aspire website, but also in my hospice work and my work coming up with the children in this community that are really deprived, and some of them are very ill. And some of them just need help, and we're going to do all of that. We're going to make love possible the best we can. And it is only through your tax-deductible gift that this happens. Go to the website at aspire.org. There at the top of the page, you will see support. Click on it. A drop-down menu will come, and it will say, why support Aspire? Which is a really very good question. I hope you'll read about it and see all of the wonderful things you get for your support, the commentaries, podcasts, video casts. Those are really for very discreet and serious students, as well as the message of the month and access to all of my TV discourses, 122 of them that are there for you on all sorts of different subjects. And I'm sure you will find one that is very important in your life. I am positive of that. Let's take a look at this. First question from Raymond. He does not tell me where he lives, but he often emails me and gives me critiques about my radio and TV programs, and I thank him for that. They're very kind. He just asked, Greg, who am I? Raymond, this is a question most people would never ask. And even if they did ask it, they'd only want the pedestrian mentality kind of answer. Well, you're Raymond, you know, and you live here and you live there. And these are the circumstances of your life. And this is what makes you a Raymond. And this is what people have said about you. This is the way people think about you. So this is the Raymond. This is the way most people think in terms of what you are and who you are to them. But there is more to being a Raymond than just being a Raymond. There is more to all of us than just our biology, our psychology. There is that which lives very deeply within us, that which is a great love that lives deep within us. There is something other than the Raymond, and in my case, the Gregory. And for us to, so to speak, persevere in a practice that divulges what that is really what life is all about. Don't you want to know? The way we generally live is as a biology. We live in the biological instincts of our DNA and our genetic disposition, and that's as far as we ever go. We're just little animals, social animals, political animals, and we just are looking for all of the tribal rituals and tribal things that our families did over the centuries of our life, and that's as far as it goes. And if you really think about it, it's never been good enough for me that you are born into this world and live in it and then die in it, die of it, die, well, right now, currently with it, that we kill everything that is really important. And it's a sad thing to say, but it is a very true thing that we live in accordance with all of that. We don't really mature and grow and find insight into anything to really awaken to, you know, who am I? Who are you, really? Are you the flesh and bone and blood and mind that runs around and has opinions and ideas and ideals and circumstances and can do? Who are you really? If you want to know who you really are, you must delve deep into going into the love that is the presence of your heart. There is a presence within you that is far greater than the beliefs you might have about who you are. This love that lives within you is the presence that has been there, that has made everything possible in our life. From the things you think of as good to the things you think of as not so good. Yes, love is the architect of living here on earth. It is not something that we emotionally would gravitate towards, nor could we gravitate towards due to the fact of how we live in our inner environment, how we posture ourselves within our being. How do you posture yourself? Raymond, do you see yourself as a lot of habits, beliefs, theories? Do you see yourself as a body, as a mind? As you grow older, do you see that many parts of you do not change? You just stay the same while your body deteriorates before your very eyes? Are you in the ebb and flow of your life? Are you in the ebb and flow of your heart? What is the authentic about you? What is the authentic within you? Who are you really? Well, the issue is not who am I? You have to go further than the who. The who is my genetics, your genetics, and all of the people that lived long before you. Your mother and father had sex. That little sperm got into that egg, and that sperm had lots of DNA and genetics within it, and the egg the same way. They merged together to create a human body that is in proportion to the last life you ever had here on Earth or in some other realm. That other realm I know very little, if anything, about. But we are all travelers, drifters, as it were, until we find love inside of us. So until we are interested in love itself, until we are interested, and I'm really keeping it very simple here because it can be so misunderstood. Until I am interested in sitting in the inner posture of the presence of love, I am just a biology. And I live as a biology, and I don't go very far in my life. I just live in my biological state, always looking for something better, always wanting for something better, always thinking I am better or I am lesser than others. All these things go on and on and on within us, defiling us. There is nothing I can say to change that experience for you except to help you transcend it. In an authentic spiritual practice, not one where you're trying to shift and move the difficulties of your life around and try to avoid maybe being impoverished or avoid death or avoid bad health or avoid pain. if you can understand the nature of love, if you can be aware of the nature of that love and succumb to the spirit of love itself rather than succumb to the emotional fears that we all have as human beings, then something of the flavor of transcendence is yours. And you will move into directions and places within yourself you never knew possible. You never knew even existed. Just sitting, watching, waiting quietly in silence. Something of the other shore reaches you. You realize, as every great master has taught, I am that. Raymond, you are that. You are something that cannot be explained. You are something that cannot be talked about. You are something that cannot be defined. You are inexplicable and indefinable. You are that. Please forgive me. Namaste. Very hard for most people to understand, eh? In fact, most people can't understand it because they're so busy trying to understand it. There comes a time when you hear things, you understand things that you can't think. And when you get to that point, you're at a very beautiful place in your life. Next question comes from Will, and he does not say where he lives. He asks, why do we exist as a me or a you? I don't understand why we were created this way. Will, I'm assuming, and I could be really wrong here, okay? I want you to understand that. I'm assuming you're saying or talking about some kind of a religious thing where God created man in his own image and likeness, blah, blah. And you're saying, you know, I don't understand why I was created this. You weren't created. You weren't created by God who was all thumbs and made this crazy world and all the things that go on in it and perpetuate hate and fear. That is not the way you were created. You are an evolution. You belong to the harmony of this planet. You belong to an integral part of this harmony that exists only as love itself. Purely love. Nothing more, nothing less. You have an integral role on this earth. You came to bring inner peace. You came to bring peace in yourself and maybe peace in the little community that you live in. You are here to bring peace. You are not here to divide. You are not here to get what you want and try to get away with all of that. You are here to find the heart, the love, the kindness. You are here as the way, the truth, and the light. You don't exist as a me or a you. You merely exist. And when you meditate, if you can go back into third person and practice simply observing what's going on, what is truly happening within you. When you can sit quietly, wanting nothing with all of your heart, and just listening, just watching, all of the questions you have about your own existence start to come into sharp focus. You start to realize things you cannot understand in your human form. There are many things that my meditations reveal to me, both when I'm formally sitting and when I'm teaching like I am right now. This is a form of meditation. So as I sit here and talk to you, I am not speaking from the Gregory, the me. I am not even speaking to the you. I am just revealing. I let nothing get in the way. I don't allow Gregory to filter it. Now, the real key, Will, is not to allow Will to filter what he can find in true meditation. If you can sit and just listen in meditation without wanting things to be in the categories you want them to be in, if you can just listen without prejudice, without preference, just to listen, wanting again nothing with all of your heart, everything opens up. You will start to treasure the gap, the pauses, the spaces between your thoughts. You will start to realize how beautiful these gaps, these pauses, these spaces really are. And you will realize that great goodness. This goodness is not the goodness that we would say here on earth exists, where you get everything you want and you feel good about everything because it emotionally fits. It's not that at all. This goodness is harmony. This goodness is how everything works together for the sake of a compassion and a love that exceeds human understanding. You are that goodness. Everyone is. You are immersed in that. This hardness of heart that we have about ourselves, this world, and our life is a very difficult thing for most people to overcome. In fact, most people never overcome it. They never see it for what it is. What is my hardness of heart? But how my thoughts and my prejudices and my fears and my angers have overwhelmed me and created in my life a deep chasm of personal hatred. Hatred for things that I don't understand, fear of those things that look like a threat to my ego, my persona, my pride. So, Will, this is the me and the you. When you're talking to people, you're talking really from you to you. You're talking to a part of yourself in every person you meet. Every person that comes to you is appropriate in that. They are an appropriate stance of an extension of you in a form you see with skin and bone. They may have different ideas, different ideals, different philosophies. It really doesn't matter. You're still just speaking to a part of you. And when you are no longer interested in the peculiarities of other people, when you can just sit and appreciate that they are there with you and that this is a divine ritual that you are involved in, that is when everything becomes deeply clear. You become clairvoyant. You can see past your nose, past your fears, past your anger, past everything. You can see the way, the truth, and the light within you. And you know the way of your heart. And that is a very important thing to understand. So, my dear one, why do we exist as a me or a you? It is our choice. It's what we have chosen to do because we have chosen the flesh over the spirit. We've chosen the illusion and the delusion rather than to be clear and quiet. A person has to want love more than wanting what they think is love. They have to want reality more than thinking that they know reality. They must seek the way more than the philosophy they believe in that is the way. If you can do these things, everything will click into place, and you will find a treasure trove of beauty in your life. Because, believe it or not, Will, that beauty is you. It is everyone. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question from Frank. He does not tell me where he lives either. How do I know if I am really me and not someone else? Frank. Frank, is it important to be me? What is my me? Greg is a collage. You know, Frank is a collage of genetics, a collage of DNA, driven by DNA. We are a collage of many different people and our personas, our personalities. We think this is right. We think that is wrong. We go over here. We go over there. We believe in this over that, right over wrong. We have all sorts of things that we do. How do I know if I am a me? Who cares? But many people have to spend many, many lifetimes, it seems, trying to develop a me, trying to make a me, a make a mia happen. Sounds like something Italian, make a mia. But we spend a great deal of our time trying to make a me, make it real, make it appear real, make it appear appealing. We bounce this me off of other people, and then we measure whether or not our me is as good as their me. And on and on and on, this lunacy goes on. It's insanity. But we do it anyway because that's the way we are. That's the way our genetics are. We are very, very hypocritical and competitive, and we love good conflict. Yes, people don't want to admit it, but they love a good conflict. So as long as we stay in the conflict of persona, the conflict of who is better than another, what is real and what is not real, and we mull around in all of this stuff over and over again, we're going to miss. We're going to miss everything that is deeply significant and important to the way we live our life. Now, I can't keep you from that. I can show you a way around it, but I can't keep you from it. Most of us are looking in the wrong direction. There is an old Zen story that I love very much. There was a man who was lost in a forest. It was a rainy, stormy night, and he was trying to get out of the forest. He was with a friend of his who was a philosopher. And his philosophy was very important to him. He was looking for ideas and ideals. But the man that was lost with the philosopher was more of a, shall we say, an authentic person. Suddenly, a clash of thunder happens, and the whole forest was lit up. The man who was the philosopher looked at the clash of thunder and the lightning that came down. And he was in awe of fear of what could happen if that thunder and that lightning were to strike them. But the other man, being a much more pragmatic and insightful person, let the light show him the path. He saw the path, and he grabbed the man, and he said, "I know the way out." And he followed the path out. It's really that simple. And that is exactly what I'm saying to you. Don't get caught up in the circumstances and conditions of a me. Look what goes beyond the me. The way, the light, the beauty that is beyond the me of my existence. See the love. It is only love that is the path out of our insanity. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. I hope that helped. I love questions like this. If you ever have a question, you know what to do. Either go to the website and email me from there, or just email me at greg@aspire.org. Greg@aspire.org. I'll be back tomorrow. I look forward to it. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.